Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Anna. First, I want to apologize for my delay. I had some last-minute issues, unforeseen issues to come up just now, and that's why I'm running a little behind, so I do apologize for that. And my guests are waiting on the line, so I'm not going to delay them any further. I have Ms. Fire and Ice that's going to be joining us tonight to discuss their series. And I'll just bring them on so they can introduce themselves and then give you a little background about who they are, and then we'll get into their series. So, Ms. Fire and Ice, if you guys are online, can you say hello and welcome onto the show?
Hello.
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 Hi.
How you doing, Anna?
I'm fine. Oh, God. Today it's been a day. And I was like running mad late to get to my laptop to start the show, and it just, things have just came up tonight, and I'm so sorry, but we'll
That's
still
fine.
Spend time
it's
to
fine.
Know you guys.
Well, I'm better late than never.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're here.
Like when I logged in, I was like, please let them be on. Please let them be on. So thank you guys.
Oh, we
for
waited.
Being so patient.
We waited. We're waiting.
Thank you so much. So, I guess since you called Fire and Ice, we're going to start with Ms. Fire. Ms. Fire, we want to start with you, get a little background from you, where you're from, and your marital status. Do you have any children and things like that? Just some personal things about you before we get into the writer, Ms. Fire. So give us a little background of you, where you come from, and things like that.
Okay. Well, my government is Jennifer. I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut. I am a single mother of four, attending University of Bridgeport, a business student. I'm a full-time worker also in customer service for Dooney & Burke, and looking to make writing, though, my full-time career, because I do love writing in words.
Okay. Wow, like a mother of four?
Yes.
Do you still have hair?
Three boys and one girl, which I just recently had one girl, April 28th.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Little fire.
Wow.
Yes, little fire.
let's say mini fire.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, we are so glad to have you on tonight, and I am, dying to get into what you guys are actually producing or what you guys are putting out so we can let the listeners know this. I guess it's a new concept. Fire and Ice is a great concept, by the way. So before we get into the book, we're going to hear a little bit from Miss Ice. Miss Ice, the same. Just tell us a little background about yourself, where you're from, married, single, children. What's going on with you?
I am from Bridgeport, Connecticut also. I have three children. I'm in a relationship, and he has a son, so basically I have four kids. I'm a full-time infant and toddler teacher with the company in Bridgeport. And I just love to write. That's pretty much it. And I hang out with my family, and that's pretty much it.
She doesn't hang out. She harasses us.
So really quick, ladies, and anyone can answer, since I have two people that worked on the same project. What made you guys sit down to do a collaboration? Were you working on anything individually before and just decided to say, okay, we want to write something together? Or you started out saying, okay, let's do this project together. What kind of got you guys as a collabo?
We both said, let's do this together. Yes. We've both been writing for a long time. We was like, why don't we just do this? We were first going to release the, separately as short stories, but we was like, why not work together? Because we both love writing and we both go well together. We both had the same ideas of what we want to do in the urban game.
Exactly. And a lot of our experiences are, the same. And, we just got a lot to write. So just get ready for it.
Yeah.
So for you guys, I'll start with Ms. Fire. I'm sorry, Ms. Ice. I'm not trying to trump fire over you.
It's fine.
But I'm going in the order of your actual title. So, Ms. Fire, how long have you been writing? When did you actually start writing?
Writing, my first piece that I wrote was when I was actually maybe 8 or 9, and it was a zombie story. But the first time I started writing urban was maybe in 2008. It was a contest I entered, and I won the contest. It was for Vicky Stringer, and I won a trip to Vegas. And that's when I really, really wanted to write urban. When I won that contest, everybody read it. They said it was good, and that just really pushed me. So it was really 2008 when I started writing urban lit.
And what about you, Ms. Ice? How long have you been writing? What started your writing career or your writing journey?
When I was younger, I used to write poetry and just, write about my life. But with the urban thing, it was about, I'll say, 5 years ago when I broke up with my kid's father. I started writing about my life, basically. Then I started throwing things in there. And I just said, you know what, let me just turn this into a book. I never did anything with it, but I was just writing it, and now only way out, and the rest is history.
Okay. So your title of the book, share with the listeners the actual title of the book, and we can start with, because it's a two-part series. So
uh-huh.
We're going to talk about the title and actually who came up with the title. Was it a battle, you know, because when it's a collaboration, it's two different ideas, and people sometimes don't agree. So was it, did you guys meet in the middle, or was it more so somebody gave in? Tell us the title, and how did you guys come up with it?
Well, it was actually the publisher was signed to G Street Chronicles. They read the book and thought that Only Way Out fit best with the storyline. So they actually came up with the title.
So Only Way Out was more so something that was presented to you. You guys said thumbs up.
Yes.
So,
the original title was Tainted Love.
It was Tainted Love. That, you know, they read the story and they took Only Way Out of it. And it actually fits very well.
Yeah, I think that was better than Tainted Love. Even though it is about a love that is tainted, but
Only Way Out, it sums it up. Like, really good.
Right. Alrighty, so we'll start Miss Ice's time. Miss Ice, tell us a little bit about the series. You can start us off with part one, so we can then we'll have Miss Fire bring us up to date with part two. Give us a little, I guess, the outline or synopsis of what's going on in this book, the main characters, and what's kind of happening.
All right, I don't want to give too much away, but.
You don't
it's
have
about
to.
You can give as much or hold back as much. It's about a girl. She's basically with a drug dealer, and he uses her. First off, she's not a beauty. Before he meets her, she's not a beauty. But when he meets her, you know, he helps her out. She become a mule for him, and she starts to notice that she's being used. And when she approaches him, he tell her like just be satisfied with what you got. Like, just shut up and collect the money. Get this money or whatever. So, and he also cheats on her. She found out that he was cheating on her. And she basically had enough, and she said she wanted to take him for what he had. So she set up a robbery to rob him, to rob his secret stash house, and it all went wrong. And lives were lost. Lives were turned upside down. Family members turn their back on her because a lot of things happen because of the robbery. And then part two, it all hits the fan on who did what.
Okay,
I don't know if I gave you a lot, but I don't want to give a lot away.
No, you didn't read it yet. But you didn't give us a lot. We just need enough to get the listeners interested and wanting to pick it up. When you guys actually finished part one, did you have the idea that you're going to do a sequel, or the sequel came about from the actual feedback you were getting for part one? Did you always know it was going to end up being a series?
Because we left a lot of unanswered questions in part one, and in part two, everything unraveled.
Okay. So give us a little bit about part two. Do we introduce any new characters in part two? Okay.
Yes. So, okay, the main character from part one, who is Tisha, she basically runs away in part two to down south to be with her family members, but her problems follow her down there. And that's when a new character comes up, because the other main character, who was Trey, who was her boyfriend, was a part of a crime family. And when she set him up at the end in part one, they were not happy about that in part two. So they followed her down there, and there was more bloodshed. She lost a family member. So she comes back to Bridgeport in part two, and Trey is released from jail. So not only does she have Trey and the bloodline, who is the crime family that is after her, she also has a detective who's trying to find out exactly what happened between. There was a murder in part one. Who murdered his uncle Tony, who took all of the money, and all of that unravels with the detective and the bloodline and Trey following her. She tried to run away, but she had to come back because everything is on her head.
So we're writing a sequel because I'm telling you, I was not a true fan of being a sequel writer. As a writer, I'm like, okay, there's only so much you can create. It's like if you tell one whole story about a family or a couple or something. It's like, do you, how do you recreate a new set of issues or drama mm-hmm. for these people? So mm-hmm. when it came down to sitting down to do a sequel, were you guys looking at the fact, were you like, was it pressure or did the sequel come easy? Because I know mine was pressure.
Yes, yeah. Anna, I feel you. I feel the same way about sequels.
You feel the same way about sequels?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
I'm not a fan. I'd rather write one whole book and just stop right there.
Like, just close it all up with one story.
Yes.
Yeah, and with sequels, you always are in the position where you are trying to make it as good as part one. Because when you write your first book or your first story, you know it's the bomb. So it's
yes.
like, okay, am I going to get the same effect from readers? Well, part two, are they going to still keep comparing it to part one? That's the pressure I feel.
Exactly.
So that's why I don't really like sequels. So
mm-hmm.
you felt the same pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely.
Wow. So
we
when you
got
guys
a
decided...
lot of good feedback from part one.
Mhm.
It's actually a bestseller on Amazon.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
when you did produce part two, did the scenario change? Were there a little bit? Were people just as happy with part two as part one?
No. I'm going to keep it real. They weren't as happy.
No, that's what we want you to do. We want you to be honest.
Yeah, they didn't. I was, part one, we didn't have not one negative review. Part two, we did, because we brought more, the Bloodline, the crime organization that Trey was affiliated in, it wasn't a big, it wasn't big in the story in part one. So when we brought it out more in part two, a lot of people didn't understand. They were
mm-hmm.
kind of thinking that it didn't go with the story.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so that was an issue.
It
was. And
yeah, and I'm telling you. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And some people, they also thought it was too short. But it's a short story, so it's short, you know? And that's
right.
another thing that we had to, like, I had to explain to people. People said, oh, it should have been longer. And I'm like, it's a short story, you know, so.
Right,
that's another complaint
people
had about it.
Right, and it was more so you guys wrote a conclusion versus a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to give somebody some questions to some unanswered story, unanswered questions to the actual prequel or the book that came prior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like and oh my God, it's the worst because. It's the worst because it's like you. It really is. It's like you trying to. It's like I'm trying to make my second baby as pretty as my first baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't nobody want to hear none of your babies are ugly. Don't nobody want to
uh-huh.
hear that. But it's like
uh-huh.
when you're trying to top or keep that same momentum or level of popularity with the sequel, it is a lot of pressure. I'm telling you, been there, done that, and that's horrible. So are you ladies working on anything individual, or are you going to stay a tag team or duo, or do you have any individual products that you're working on? If so, I can start with Ms. Fire again. Do you have anything in the works under your name only?
As of right now, no, but in the future, I would love to do horror.
Horror?
She does it all by herself.
Yes, I love horror.
Would you say is she on her own with that one?
She on her own with that. Oh,
oh, and Miss Ice is erotica. That's her. She's erotica, I'm horror.
So,
maybe we'll write a horror erotica one day.
But do you, honestly, because you could have like a blood sucking vampire that love to have sex. Right,
oh
like
God.
It's like she bites all her sex victims. I don't know.
Oh my God. Look, she can't bite. That's not right. Uh-uh.
Yeah, if the sex is good, not good, she's not going to bite him. But if the sex is outstanding, she's going to bite him.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that sounds interesting.
So, So Ms. Fire, so in your read time, in the time that you have available to sit down and read a book, you would choose horror over any other genre, or what other genres do you enjoy reading?
It's out of horror and urban. That's pretty much it, really.
Oh my God, that's so.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed because I don't like horror anything. I don't like horror movies, and
I love it. I won't write it. Since I was little, I've always loved it.
Oh my God!
And I'm just thinking to myself when I'm watching a horror movie, I cover my face and put up the blanket over my eyes. How do you cover your eyes when you're reading? It's like, okay,
the horrier the better. And I scare myself too because some nights I can't even sleep because of the nightmares I have. But I take those nightmares and I write them down so I can scare somebody else one day.
Oh my goodness. You know what, and you know what, good luck to you, because I rarely, rarely ever, matter of fact, I have never gotten that feedback from a female author on the show. I have interviewed many, and I've always gotten something like that from a male writer, but not female. So,
okay,
you do your thing, girl.
And I'll send you the book when it comes out.
Oh, you know what?
I'll send you the book in the
flashlight. Oh, my goodness. So you, Miss Ice, what's in the works for you? Are you working on any individual projects, or do you have any other genres besides erotica? Because I know you mentioned erotica. Are you working on something else? Do you enjoy reading any other type of genres that's out?
Romance, erotica, and urban. Did you say that? I'll be fired. You mocking me over there?
No.
Oh, romance. I love it.
Oh,
I guess I love love too.
And that's why I write romance, because I love love. I can never get enough of love stories. I can't get enough of
exactly.
Happy endings. It's like, I'm like waiting for the happy ending. I'm waiting on
the white horse.
It's the opposite from urban, because, you know, somebody got to die, go to jail, turn into drugs at the end of the story. And in a romance, they have each other alive and well.
Yeah, it's usually not no crackheads in the romance.
Or two happy crackheads. What?
Oh, my goodness.
In the romance.
He is a crackhead. She stays with him until he get off crack.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So when you ladies decide to actually publish a book, who idea was it to say, you know what, we wrote this good book, we wrote this fascinating story, we need to get it published? And after you decided you wanted to publish, why did you choose the route that you chose to publish the book? Did you look for traditional? Did you look into self-publishing? Why did you choose the route that you chose? And why not the other routes?
Well, we were self-publishing first, and going with the publisher, I think, was better for marketing and to reach other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the route that I went for, why we was going to go to publishing instead of self-publish, because of the marketing.
Yeah.
So how did you guys actually produce your book? Who are you under?
G Street Chronicles.
A nice place to be. Good family.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And you know what? And for those who are listening who are inspired to write or to publish, I can tell you, honestly, it does not matter what route you take to publish, or whether you're on whether you do self-publishing or whether you do print on demand or an Indigo company like Delphine or G Street Chronicles, or if you land a deal with a major publishing house, it's still a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
So share with our listeners some of your marketing strategies. What do you guys do mainly to market and promote your books?
besides the social networks,
word of mouth.
We're gonna, word of mouth. Right now we're in the works of getting T-shirts made, bookmarks. We're going to have our sisters and our cousins and our family out there hustling with us, put together a street team, Byron Ice Street team.
Before the book came out, we actually had an event under Fire and Ice, a Woman of Integrity event, to reach more women and more readers out there. So just to get our name out there before our work came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, we'll be on the street soon.
That's a good plan, though, because people have no idea. People think, I come across people all the time, even like now, if I tell somebody, okay, I have six books. Books, they think I'm a millionaire. No, I still have a full-time job.
Yeah, exactly.
I have six books, but I have not even sold nowhere near a million copies of even one of my books.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people just have this, I guess they get the wrong idea. They think when you publish, you know, the ching-ching, doesn't work like that. It takes a lot of legwork and a lot of promotion and a lot of self-promoting, because it's only so much a publishing house can do. It's up to you. You're a walking agent for yourself. You have to constantly promote.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, the good thing with Fire and Ice is I live in the hood. So, like, these people, I'm going to be selling books out here, like, and they're going to want to read it because everything is based in Bridgeport. Even if it's not true, they're going to want to read it. So we're going to be out here hard.
And that's a good ploy, too, because a lot of people, all of my books are based in Chicago. So a lot of people in that area, they enjoy the book only because of the settings. They can read places that they know where it is, or they've been. So that that market's a target, truthfully, honestly, when you're in that area, is because if the book is based on that area, people do enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm glad I got a chance to hang out with you ladies and to get a little background on Miss Fire and Ice and talk about Only Way Out. I mean, it's like, I don't want to ever have a last resort where something being my only way out. I don't even want to be in that position.
No.
I like options, you know. I don't want that to be my ultimate or only way out or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next? What's next for you two? What are you guys working on a collaboration now? What's the next title? Or when should we look to see something new from you guys?
That would be the full-length novel, which is complete, but it is in the middle. It's a full-length novel. The title hasn't been decided yet. Right now it's not decided, but it is complete, but it's going through editing. So it's going to be out soon, probably this summer.
This summer.
Hopefully.
Wow. Can you give us a hint on what it's about, at least the storyline, or give us a little bit? You don't have to give us a lot. Give us a little bit so we can be anxious. Just tell us at least something.
Okay. It's about a boy, Jamal. Growing up, he wasn't fortunate. He was burned in a fire. His mother was a dope fiend. And coming up, he was thrown from orphanage to orphanage into a group home until a lady, Miss Hope, took him in. And, again, she was taken out of his life. So after losing pretty much everything and everybody in his life, he turns to the streets and starts hustling to provide for himself. And over here in Bridgeport, in every hood, everybody has a territory.
Mm-hmm.
So he builds up his empire, but other people are trying to get in on it. And it's just a lot of bloodshed and all over territory.
Wow. So what inspires you, ladies? Because the thing is, I have never done it before, and I hope to do it soon. I have had an idea that I wanted to work with another author on, but has never come into effect. So when you have to, when you have an idea, and you just decide to combine a story with someone. How does that really work? I mean, do y'all ever sit at the table like, no, that don't sound right? Or no.
A whole
I mean, how
lot
does,
of text
no.
messaging, emails.
So, yeah.
Me going to her house. If we don't agree, we're like, okay.
We'll laugh over murder scenes, sit down during character development. But, yeah, we do all of that together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can imagine if you're reading, like, say, two chapters that Fire wrote, and you're like, Fire, wait a minute. You said so-and-so, and then you came back and said, this don't sound right, you know?
We do it.
Okay.
And then we're cousins, so it's easier for us to, you know? It's easier
wow.
for us.
So do you think in writing collaborations, you guys kind of finesse each other or compliment each other? Because what I love is my proofreaders. I have two proofreaders in my area that they proofread everything before it hits the show. And these ladies are so on it, and they raw with me. They be like, you know, and take that part out. Like, I was reading that, and I was, like, bored as hell. I fell asleep. You know, they're brutal. So do you ever feel and you're like, I don't want to say nothing, but, feel that way?
We say it. Yes, we will say it. Let's text her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
We'll call each other.
Looking at the sun come out.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't hold anything back. Nothing back.
It has to be fun. We're winding out in a little bit, and I know the show started late, but I actually covered a lot in the entire week. I did. I think only because we're talking about the same works. I usually have a couple authors on there talking about different works, so I think that since we're like going back and forth about the same works, it makes it a little easier. I need to know a couple more things before we actually end the show. First, do you guys have any upcoming events or any places that you want to share where you'll be, where we just can come out and meet and greet you?
Harlem Book Fair.
Say Harlem.
We'll be in Harlem next month.
The G Street Chronicles repping.
Mm-hmm.
My first year going to the Harlem Book Fair, going as an author and as a fan.
Yes.
Oh my God, the Harlem Book Fest is the bomb. I actually attended last year for my first year, and it and people kept on telling me it was bad last year. I was like, well, I think it was good this year.
Exactly. I don't want to hear about last year. I'm here now.
Right. Exactly.
I'm so excited.
And you excited?
Yes. I'm excited.
Book signers are excited.
And
it's around
my birthday, so. That's a double thing there. So
who said that? Whose birthday is coming up?
Mine, Ice, July 19th.
Oh, okay. July 19th. Well, happy birthday in advance.
I really hope
you enjoy it. And I want you guys to share your websites, your social networks, your Facebook, your Twitter, anywhere where our readers can actually get in touch with you guys.
Okay, this is Ice. I'm on Twitter at Ice the Writer and Facebook, LaKenya Ice the Writer McLean.
Okay. And Fire, I'm on Facebook, Jennifer Writes Fire Arroyo, Twitter, Jen_Lyric, and Instagram, if you want to check out the photos, Authoress_Fire.
I'm on Instagram, too, LaKenya McLean.
Do you guys have a website at all, or should they go to G Street Chronicles website?
G Street Chronicles.
Okay. Well, I wish you ladies all the success in the world. And when your new book is done with editing, you get a title and a release date. I do want you ladies to come back and hang out with me and give us another glimpse or another interview, letting the listeners know about the new release. And
definitely.
I wish you guys all the success in the world.
Thank
I mean,
so
I get excited.
Us,
And thank you so
much. I am so happy
much.
To have you. I'm serious. And I get excited because I know this is what I love to do. I love writing. And it's like anytime you reach an audience or tell someone about your work, it's a pleasure. So I wish you guys the best.
Thank you. And thanks to you.
All righty. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out the show. We do thank our guest, Ms. Fire and Ice. We always, always give a shout-out to Ms. Tamika Newhouse. She is our founder of AANBC Radio.
Hi, Tamika.
We just want to say hello to her and tell her thanks for everything she does to make AANBC possible. We do recommend that you tell a friend about the show and make sure you go out and try Only Way Out Part 1 and 2 by Ms. Fire and Ice. They're both on e-readers on Kindle right now, so you guys need to download it. And when you're done, write a review. I tell y'all all the time, write a review. Reviews help so much. So if you love the book, if you didn't like it, don't leave a review. But if you love the book... If you love the book and you do recommend it, definitely say something good. I don't care. You just do the 20-word minimum with Amazon just to let someone know to try it. So I wish you guys a good night, and we will be back here on Monday the 11th, I believe. We have a couple guests to introduce some new material to you guys. So everybody have a great night. I'm going to close out with Anthony Hamilton again. That's like one of my favorites. So you guys have a great night. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
I'm gonna hold myself.